you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw Countout. Larson, what am I doing here? I'm supposed to be in England right now. I came all the way back here just for the 4th of July.
Yeah, you love America that much. You love yourself America.
I said England. I meant Scotland, the UK, whatever. Yeah, it's all the same thing, isn't it?
Not exactly.
No, you don't know. You can't say that.
No.
Yeah, I came all the way back here just to record this very patriotic episode of Going In Raw Countout, Larson.
Yeah, it's about patriotic wrestlers.
There's no way that we recorded this in advance. Yeah, we totally did. It's only June 4th.
Yeah, it's one month in advance.
It's 1 month ago. I wonder what happened in the month ever since then. Maybe I died in a plane crash on the way to Scotland.
Entirely possible. This will be the last remembrance of you.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Well, in a couple weeks.
We're going to shoot a bunch more stuff in advance when you're gone, so I can kind of take a break.
So you're going to take a vacation too?
Well, I just won't come in the office. I'm not going anywhere.
How have you enjoyed teaming with Cal Jack so far?
I'm going to say it's been great. A pleasure.
You got to figure it's going to be great.
Yeah, because Cal's great.
Yeah, Cal's the best. Hopefully you guys are enjoying Cal's work here on Going In Raw. Chances are you guys are probably disappointed that I'm here and not Cal, because Cal is just that good.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get right to it, Larson. It's the 4th of July. Like you said, hot dogs, beer.
Apple pie, parades.
Apple pie.
You're going to miss the Rancho 4th of July parade. That's got to break your heart. Too bad for you. I'll be there.
Well, tell me how it is. Send me some video.
You've been before, it's the same parade every year.
It's literally the exact same thing.
Every year. So we thought on this occasion, 4th of July, when Americans like celebrate America and stuff, we'll count down the 10 wrestlers the most patriotic. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's strictly an American thing.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, sure.
There's wrestlers from across the globe who are patriotic.
There is at least 50 other countries on this planet that I know of.
Almost 190 other ones.
It's only 190? Okay. I thought it was more. I thought it was like 400 or something.
No,
I thought it was like
many.
A huge amount.
I think it's like 192. I don't know the exact number, but somewhere around there.
I'm going to look this up.
How many countries are in the world?
Total number of countries
in world.
On world.
I want to say it's 190 something.
195! Look at that. Ding, 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 ding. You win. Yeah. Look, this is a really silly episode. It's probably going to be a pretty quick episode.
But again, it's 4th of July. You should be out.
You should
going
be outside.
Going to the parade, barbecuing,
beering.
Lighting stuff on fire.
Oh,
fireworks,
man.
I should say. Just not random things. Having fun.
Yeah.
Don't sit in front of a computer and watch a couple of bozos like us.
Why would you be doing that? Go have sex. Go have lots of very patriotic sex.
I was going to say just go and have a good time.
Yeah. You know, get in a hot tub, have a beer, and then happens. Let's get right into it, Larson. Who's the 10th most patriotic wrestler?
Still up.
Number 10.
10.
John Cena.
There with that U.S. title.
Hustle, loyalty, respect, patriotism.
America.
Yeah.
So, he's pretty patriotic. The U.S. title meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
So much so that he instituted the U.S. title open challenge because in his mind, U.S. title, and I guess the United States, represents what? Opportunity.
Yeah. You know how
giving
I know
people an opportunity to better themselves.
You know how I know he's patriotic to the United States? He salutes.
He does that too.
He does. He's huge into the troops.
Yeah.
He's big into that. He always does the saluting.
Saluting, yes.
Obviously one of the most patriotic wrestlers.
Also, he's family friendly.
Yeah.
I guess he embodies a lot of traditional American ideals.
He represents
hustle, loyalty,
hustle,
respect,
loyalty.
You can't see me.
You
that
can't
stuff.
See me. There's a lot going on there. He's also loyal to the other countries that he is in whenever he's in those other countries. For example, I think he's fluent in like Mandarin,
yes,
or something.
He spent like a year and a half in China, I think, shooting a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a year and a half. He spent a long time in China shooting movies.
And I'm sure whatever country he's in, he's very patriotic to that country as well.
And wants to learn about the culture, wants to learn about the people, wants to pick up their language.
He's like Superman.
That's the way to do it.
Superman's all about American values, but He's also about values that are worldwide.
World values.
Exactly.
Yes.
Cena,
yes.
A lot of things in common with Superman, including being an alien.
Always winning.
Yeah. Yeah, Superman always wins too.
Yeah, except that one time against Doomsday, but he came back.
Yeah, he came back, so he did win.
Yeah, he won the blow off in that case.
Yeah.
He did. But yes, John Cena, very... A lot of these...
He likes beer.
He likes beer.
Yeah.
I don't know about the hot dogs. He drinks coffee, I know that.
Yeah.
Seemingly both kayfabe, which this list is generally...
All kayfabe.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But I feel like John Cena, the character, isn't that far removed from John Cena, the man.
I agree.
It's just John Cena... The man is John Cena, the wrestler, just turned up the other way around, turned up to 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
very patriotic
amplified.
Person.
Yeah, he seems
loves
like
that United States
championship. He loves his U.S. of A, yes.
But he also loves world championships.
He does. Man of the world is what John Cena is, I think.
He's patriotic to earth.
Yes.
Number nine. Rusev Machka.
Let me ask you this.
Machka.
When Rusev was doing when he was like super patriotic Russian, even though he's Bulgarian, was that prime Rusev in your mind?
Yeah, of course.
It was.
Who was he patriotic to when he came in on a tank?
Russia. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, he came into WrestleMania 31 on a tank.
Didn't he do a thing with Putin?
In a Russian starter jacket.
He had like Putin's face on a big poster or something.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
That
right?
was a lot of really good stuff.
How far away is Bulgaria from?
Well, Bulgaria is in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, right. They're all in the same area.
It might border Russia.
Let's see here. The distance between Bulgaria and Russia is 3,000 miles.
What?
Distance from Bulgaria to Russia.
Here, look up on a map.
Map.
Give us a map.
All right. Let's see.
Like
here.
From the border. Oh, gosh. You got further away. Not only.
Whoa, that is way far away. Well, okay. Where does Russia begin? Here?
Yeah.
This is where it begins. So you've got like three countries between it. It does not share a border.
See, in my mind, like I still have Soviet Union borders in my mind. Like I forget the Ukraine and Belarus are independent nations at this point.
I mean, that's one thing I can verify about you.
A child of the '80s.
You were very much still living in 1989.
Yeah, very much
so.
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
There is a lot there.
Here we go, right here. Moscow to Bulgaria. Yeah, that's you're going through Ukraine.
That's a good trek.
Moldova, Romania.
Yeah, there's several countries in the way.
Like Bulgaria seems like it's closer to...
It's pretty close to Turkey there.
Close to Greece. It's bordering Greece. So that's a little weird that they did that.
Well, kayfabe-wise, Lana at the time was Russian.
Yeah, she's very not Russian, though.
No.
Yeah, but like you said, this list is about kayfabe.
Yes.
He was very into Russia, and then somewhere along the way... They started calling him the Bulgarian Brute.
Yeah, I think it was after he lost the U.S. title to Cena.
Yeah.
They started getting away from the Russia stuff. But some of that stuff was great, and they had to present with that medal, and that dude was out there singing the Russian national anthem.
That was good.
The giant Russian flag behind him.
Yeah.
Prime Rusev.
Yeah.
His apex as a wrestler in WWE was riding in that tank at WrestleMania 31.
Yeah.
One of the best entrances in WrestleMania history.
But also, don't take away from his patriotism also to Bulgaria.
I won't. Because remember that epic flag match he had against John Cena at Battleground 2017?
Meltzer gave that like 8 stars.
It was the greatest match of all time.
Yeah.
Actually, it was terrible.
That was an awful match.
Dreadful.
Yeah. Don't get us wrong. It's a terrible match.
Dreadful match. However, yes, since distancing himself from Russia, he has embraced Bulgaria. He is a Bulgarian Brute. His Titantron features the colors of Bulgarian flag. Every once in a while, his ring gear will as well. It's not something he brings up very often these days, primarily because he's not on television ever.
Yeah, he doesn't have a venue to do that.
No
platform.
But it's still very much part of his overall packaging.
Yeah. Didn't he go through a brief phase as a face when he was singing the praises of America? I think he did, didn't he?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah.
He did the U.S. title for a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he wanted to embody the ideals of the U.S. title.
Yeah. So again,
and then he lost the U.S.
He's a
title.
Patriotic person who appreciates the values of the country within which he's either booked to be from
or in. Yes.
Or from actually.
Well, actually, there was never any under when he was a patriotic Russian. There was never any idea that he was actually from Russia. They never tried to. He was initially announced as being from Bulgaria. And it was, I believe it was strictly because Lana was kayfabe Russian that he was embraced by the Russian government.
Oh yeah,
was he adopted Russia as his home country?
Okay, there
that
you
was
go.
My understanding.
There you go. Wow, good stuff. Number eight.
Eight.
Jim Duggan, Hacksaw What's more patriotic than a hacksaw?
Apparently a 2x4.
A 2x4, that's true.
Near as I can tell, like, Jim Duggan's patriotism was just him coming out and screaming USA a lot.
Yeah, he's sort of the personification of brute wrestling fan, even.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you got the cheap heat USA thing, super cheap heat. Everybody loves 2x4s. Those are a lot of fun. He goes, oh, yeah. Which is just a nonsensical. Yeah, nonsensical.
And he has a 2x4.
He like, kayfabe. He comes off like a dullard. Because only a dullard would be like, oh.
Would always have his tongue sticking out, too.
Yeah, that's a little on the dullard side.
Maybe.
He seems like a pleasant man, though.
He does.
Is he still alive?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I believe so.
Seems like a very pleasant man. I've heard good things about him.
And in terms of in the wrestling ring, he would often carry stars and stripes with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then lead USA chants during his matches. He
Make
did.
No mistake where this guy's from, America. America. But I know what you're about to say. Go ahead.
What was I going to say?
For a brief period of time in WCW.
He was US champ.
Yeah, but he also went heel and was doing the same thing but Canadian.
Oh, that's right.
He was part of Team Canada, I believe.
With Lance Storm, another great patriot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hugely patriotic. He loved himself some Canada.
He really did.
Later on, we'll get to someone else who really liked themselves in Canada.
We can only have one Canadian on this list. And that guy is way more patriotic to Canada than anybody
in
history.
He's a Canadian icon.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But we'll get to him later.
But interesting bit about Jim Duggan, when he debuted in WCW, he squashed one Steve Austin for the U.S. title.
Oh, wow.
And had a feud over said U.S. title with Steve Austin.
Oh, that's short-sighted.
Yeah.
Steve Austin's great.
I mean, I know Jim Duggan won the first Royal Rumble.
Wasn't Duggan like a million years old by the time he got to WCW?
But he hadn't really accomplished much in WWF at the time. And he goes to WCW and they just pretty much gift him the U.S. title.
I wonder when the first, like, what was the genesis of him being so patriotic, so American? Let's see his early career here on Wikipedia.
I mean, I'm sure it's a good way to get the fans behind you.
Mm-hmm. It says here, training at the Sportatorium in Dallas. So he started out in WCCW. Duggan gained the attention of Vince McMahon after a brief stint with WWF. He began working for Georgia Championship Wrestling. Let's see here. When did he start carrying the flag to the ring? That's what I want to know.
Probably starting in WWF, I would think.
As a fan favorite, he won the Mid-South Tag Team Championship. Early feuds.
So then is when he started carrying the 2x4. In the early 80s.
So his first WWF feud was with Nikolai Volkov. At the event, he ran to ringside prior to a match between Killer Bees and the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov and interrupted Volkov's pre-match singing of the Russian national anthem. All right, so there you go. We were hot rivals with the USSR at the time.
Correct.
And you can't be singing that stuff in the ring.
I guess if you want to get heat as a heel, you
right.
can, which but, is why he was doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Later on, Volkov would turn face,
mm-hmm.
and he started tag team with somebody.
Somebody else. You need somebody else for a tag team.
But it was an American partner he had. I don't recall who it was offhand. Anyways, let's move on to number seven.
All right, sounds good. Number seven.
Seven.
The Iron Sheik. Break your back, make your handbill.
So he was a member of the 1968 Iran Wrestling Olympic team.
Yeah,
And then during his run as top heel in WWF, he would, say, America, spit in the ring while carrying the Iranian flag.
Well, yeah.
His tag team of him and Nikolai Volkov. Both heat magnets.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure.
Absolute heat magnets.
Oh, big time.
In the mid-80s.
Yeah. Well, the mid-80s, if there was any time to stoke the flames of international heat, it'd be using Iran.
And the Soviet Union.
And the Soviet Union.
In the midst of a Cold War where nuclear annihilation was just on the horizon.
Right, exactly.
At a moment's notice, we'd all have to climb under our desks
and
hope that the bomb didn't hit us.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Some great booking there.
Oh, yeah, no, Vince really knew how to...
His finger on the pulse of international affairs
back then.
Much more
than he does now.
Oh, absolutely.
Much more than he does
absolutely.
Now. Absolutely. Because, who's the lead baddie in Iran? Ayatollah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Khomeini?
I don't know if he's still in.
I don't know
the authority.
No idea. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. He was a dude in the '80s.
Ahmadinejad wasn't
he? He's gone now. He was a president though.
Okay.
He's not. He's on Twitter now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for him. So, yeah. And then there's like this new Iranian threat I don't really know much about, though. I don't know if it's a threat or not. Some people say it is. Some people say it's not.
Yeah, it probably
it's
is
weird. And
it probably is more now that the nuclear deal is no deal now between the current administration and the Iranian government.
Oof.
That seems like a short-sighted and kind of boneheaded move. But I'm not the educated in it, so I should probably be making judgment calls on something that seems like a terrible idea.
No, that's great. Iron Sheik, though, of course, known most fondly to me for his shoot interviews.
Oh, yeah.
They're great. They're amazing. And, of course, his Twitter persona, which is awesome as well.
Probably not really him.
No, that probably isn't actually him.
No.
But no, at the time, of course, yeah, big, you know, he was very patriotic to his home country.
Of course, the man that Hulk Hogan defeated for the WWF title.
Yeah.
And Iron Sheik, of course.
While he was very erect.
Was all man.
Yeah, he was all man down there, Sean Mooney. Sure, why not?
Sure, why not?
Anyways, let's move on. Number six.
Six.
Dove DeRoe, the American dream, baby.
See, he wasn't as outwardly patriotic as a lot of the other people on this list, but he's like the Bruce Springsteen kind of.
Yes.
Where he's fighting for the common dude, man and woman.
He never had to say how much he loved America. We just saw that he was the American dream, and we understood him.
His character was the embodiment of the idea that you here in America, regardless of where you start, you can make something of yourself.
Yeah.
How truthful, how accurate that actually is these days is up for debate.
Dubious at best.
But the idea that, you know, Dusty Rhodes, the son of a plumber, became one of, if not the most popular wrestlers in the entire country.
Yeah.
You could say that's the American dream.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Hard times, baby. We all go through hard times, but you can persevere.
That's the Springsteen reference or analogy, I believe, because throughout Springsteen's musical career, he is saying about the struggles of the average American.
That's right, baby.
From various perspectives, whether it be in born in the USA, a Vietnam vet trying to acclimate himself back into society after being in the war.
Like Rambo, yeah.
Kind of. Less violent than that, though. Pretty much any of the character sketches you hear on Nebraska, going back to Born to Run, just song after song. He did a whole album, Ghost of Tom Joad. This is becoming a Bruce Springsteen entry rather than Dusty Rhodes one. I apologize.
No, that's good. I know you're a huge fan of The Boss, so please continue.
All these sketches.
It's the 4th of July, man.
Yes. Of average Americans trying to make their way in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's all powerful stuff.
Yeah.
And if anybody in wrestling is anywhere close to The Boss in terms of their character, it's Dusty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the hard times, Perma, man.
And then, of course, look at generationally speaking, look at his kids now, of course, making big waves in the world of wrestling. Cody.
Yep. The American Nightmare.
Nick Rhodes. Matt Rhodes.
Excuse me.
Kenny Rhodes.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
Marty Rhodes.
Yeah.
They're all the elite Rhodes.
Did you mention Chris Rhodes?
Chris Rhodes. Yeah, the Omega Chris Rhodes.
No, the Alpha Chris Rhodes.
The Alpha. That's right.
Yes.
No, but Cody and Dustin put on 5-star outing.
Yeah, man.
At All Out.
A little teaser, another video I'll probably do in a couple weeks while Steve's still on vacation. We're going to talk about some of the best matches we've seen so far in 2019.
That's probably going to land on there.
Maybe on there.
It's probably going to land on there.
Maybe on there.
Let's continue. Number 5.
5.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory and Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Did you have the Sergeant Slaughter G.I. Joe action figure?
No, my parents were not. I still need to ask them that. I'm going to text my dad right now. Maybe by the end of this episode, we'll find out.
Is it a situation like him being in the military, he didn't want to romanticize or glorify the military?
I really doubt it. I think that my parents simply were like, this kid's into Transformers. He's into He-Man. He doesn't need to be in another thing.
He's into all this fantasy stuff. Why should we bring reality into this situation?
Yeah.
No, man.
I don't know. I honestly, it might have just been me not being interested in it.
That could be.
That could be, too.
Oh, I was all about G.I. Joe. I love Top Gun.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Air Force. My eyesight sucks, so I could never be Air Force. But
well,
anyway.
I saw how mundane the Air Force was firsthand. Yeah. Because
no,
I was
an
Air
Force kid. Like, I want to be like Maverick and Top Gun. I know that was a Navy, but yeah. I want to be like a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it, though.
My dad was in a secret facility that would apparently...
Is this classified information?
No, because he's told me. He wouldn't. He literally has not told me anything that was like... He knows classified stuff. He's never told me any of it. They did like code breaking, I think.
Oh, okay. That's fascinating stuff.
He didn't do any code breaking, but I think that facility did some sort of stuff like
that.
Gotcha. He just worked in computers or something. Although these days I have to do all this computer stuff for him. So.
Computers were different back in the 80s. They had the tape. what's interesting about Sergeant Slaughter is for a vast majority of his WWF career, he was a heel. He only turned face, I think, in like 1983, I want to say.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Or was it later, 85?
Yes.
Kind of around the same time Hogan was rising to prominence.
Mm-hmm.
84. He turned face and feuded with the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, sure.
Heat Magnet.
Yeah.
Iron Sheik.
Yep.
And he got enormously popular. However, Vince rolled with Hogan instead, and it was during this height when he was incredibly patriotic. That he got the opportunities with like the G.I. Joe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sending in my barcodes from buying various G.I. Joe action figures, sending in the mail and receiving my Sergeant Slaughter action figure. I had no idea who Sergeant Slaughter was at the time, I don't think, because by 85, he's already out of WWF, and that's about the time I started watching.
Yeah.
But I did know from G.I. Joe, the Sergeant Slaughter guy, maybe he was a wrestler. I don't even know if I knew that. I just knew I liked G.I. Joe. I wanted them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
So I had the opportunity to get one. I did it.
It ain't like it used to be, man. It was so cool back then.
It really was.
Like, you get Saturday mornings, you watch that stuff, and then you get the toys with it. I don't care that they were just awesome advertisements for toys. I wanted everything.
Yeah, totally.
I wanted it all. I thought it was cool.
I wanted all the G.I. Joes. I had Destro. Zoltan?
I had the guy whose face turned a different color.
The G.I. Joe guy?
I think that Zoltan?
Was Zoltan.
Zoltan. Didn't he have like a brother?
There was a whole faction of Zartan.
Zartan.
There's a whole faction of G.I. Joes that were like, they lived in the swamps or something. And they all had like the color change stuff on.
Yeah. I think I had some of them, but I was just never like into them.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was a mom and dad thing or what, or if I was just into
it. She's the bomb of that, because you've mentioned that before.
I love Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers are good. There's more creativity kind of involved with Transformers, or more mental process you have to do, because you have to work out how to transform them.
Whereas
G.I. Joe, there's none of that.
Yeah.
You just get guns and go pew, 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 pew.
But then, you know, Slaughter then was very patriotic a little bit later on.
Upon his return to WWF.
To a very different country.
However, yes, it was not the United States of America. It was Iraq.
It was Iraq.
This is in the midst of the first Gulf War.
We were actually at war, a real war, not a kayfabe war, a real war, And Vince thought it was a great idea to turn the American icon, Sergeant Slaughter, into basically Saddam Hussein's proxy. That's horrible.
Yeah.
By the way, that's,
it is.
That's terrible.
It is.
They should not have done that.
No.
So, yeah, that's really
he
bad.
Won his only WWF title reign was as heel Iraqi sympathizer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, just for Hogan to beat him.
And I wonder, I do kind of wonder how much of that, I mean, so that was, Warrior lost the title to Slaughter.
Yes.
And then Hogan got it back from him.
Correct.
But at the time, Warrior had really like fallen off. Like his title reign was kind of not great.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, he was always trying to get more money out of Vince, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if he wasn't crazy like that. If like he would have been the guy to get the title back from Slaughter. Or if it was always going to be Hogan.
It was probably always going to be Hogan.
Hogan would have found a way.
Totally.
He would have persevered. Anyways, continuing on. Number
Speaking
four.
Of which,
yeah, Hulk Hogan. There he is.
Yeah. So I guess in the 80s, he was supposed to be the embodiment of the American spirit.
Did you hear he tried to petition once the American government to have the flag changed from red, white, and blue to red, white, and yellow? He wanted this up here, the blue, to be yellow.
I think you're making that
so
up.
So that it was completely Hulkamania.
It was a Hulkamania flag.
Yeah.
So
that's a true story. It's not true at all.
It's not true at
all.
No,
it isn't. It's a joke.
So I'm serious about this. Maybe I'll do this during my quote-unquote week off, start this process.
I hope so. I really do.
I want to fully formulate the idea that Hogan was always a heel.
Yeah, sure.
Because look at it.
Did you just fart?
No.
Wow, it smells like one. Go ahead. Sorry.
So he had the dogma where he'd be like, take your vitamins, say your prayers, yada, yada, yada.
But he never said anything about vaccinations, so he could be anti-vax. That's a total
it's entirely
thing.
Possible. That really wasn't a thing in the 80s. But in the 80s, everybody assumed that vaccinations were accurately work and are good for the overall health of
Why
the population.
Why are they smarter in the 80s than they are now? It's crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cocaine maybe.
And
I don't
know. Cocaine put you straight.
Maybe. I don't know. But at the same time, he would intimidate referees who didn't do what he wanted them to do. That's not a face thing. He wasn't above jamming his thumb in his opponent's eyes. He didn't do that.
That dude cheated.
And
all
worse
the time.
Yet, he said some pretty nasty things during promos. Remember that one at WrestleMania 9 about Yokozuna?
We're not even talking about the off-camera stuff. We're talking about in the promos themselves.
Yes.
Long after it was sadly acceptable in society to say certain words about certain cultures, he was still saying them. Whoa.
And yet he was supposed to be the embodiment of America.
He was supposed to be the role model. Man, what a terrible role model. But you need to save that for your video thesis, your video essay.
Well, that is kind of the thesis, but I got to go in and actually point out, beyond a handful of examples, consistent instances where Hogan, in fact, exhibited more properties of
a
heel
than a
face. I like
it. It'd be like super kicks, but for wrestling, where you go in-depth about wrestling and your thesis and your essay, ideas.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't believe Hogan was ever a face fully.
I
because,
think you're right.
I mean, Vince put him out there like, hey, here's this all-American guy. Listen to this theme song. It says, I am a real American. And then he's kind of a jerk. But then again, maybe that's in, I don't know, maybe Vince was trying to make a larger point. I don't know.
Probably not. But,
probably not.
But I think the point could be made. Let's move on. Number three.
Three.
Kurt Angle.
Here's an American hero.
I almost
hero.
Said Perk Angle.
Here's an American hero. A man who won a gold medal with a broken
freaking
neck.
Yeah, dude. He brought something home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you know, fastest rising star maybe in WWE history.
The whole time.
Best rookie year ever.
Always donning the red, white, and blue.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, he's been a face. He's been a heel. He's been a role model, and at other times, a real bastard, kayfabe-wise.
Real son of a bitch.
Yeah. But he's always done it while trying to represent the U.S. of A.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
The good and the bad here.
And everything I've never had any personal Kurt Angle encounters, but one of our good Emmy-winning friends have, and he said that Kurt Angle was amazing.
An absolute delight.
That he was just the most gentleman person ever.
Did everything he needed to do and more
yeah.
for this one appearance, went above and beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of any instance. I mean, he had his substance abuse issues, obviously, but I can't think of any instance where I've ever heard anybody speak ill of him for anything.
Mm-mm. No. Man of his of true convictions, too.
Yeah.
If you look at what he talked about when Paul Heyman was trying to entice him to come to ECW. Yes. And Kurt Angle said, if you feature my face, because he went, he was there during the crucifixion of a Raven.
Yeah.
Or was it Sandman by Raven. And Kurt Angle said, I'm leaving. And by the way, if you show my face on this broadcast, I will sue you.
Yeah.
You do not have my permission.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, he's a guy who's got true conviction.
Yeah.
And, man, he's as American as they get.
Really is.
He's awesome.
He is awesome.
He has a gold medal for America.
Yeah.
So
he's great. I feel like Hogan should be much lower on this list because he's kind of a bastard.
Yeah, but he was very patriotic.
He was at the time.
I mean, even if he's a bastard, he's very patriotic. This isn't, you know, like least bastards.
Yeah, I know.
He should be, if he was most bastard, he'd be pretty high.
Yeah, he would.
But this is most patriotic. He loves America. Like it or not, he loves America.
He does love America.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can't argue with that.
Yeah, man. Number two.
Two.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart loves Canada.
He loves Canada so much, Canada.
So let's, Brett, you be Brett for a second. So, okay. Brett, I want you to rate some countries.
Okay, yeah.
First, let's do the US of A.
Oh, you know, a bunch of scumbags in that country. Low morals, 4 out of 10.
All right, what about Canada?
Canada, high morals. First country ever made. It's the birthplace of all man and everything good. God lives here. And, 11 out of 10.
Oh, wow, Brett.
Best. Also, Canada, best promo.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the weakest part of it. It's 8 out of 10.
Thanks, Brett.
Yeah, no problem.
He loved himself some Canada.
He loves himself and he loves himself some Canada.
Yeah, he does. He's a Canadian icon. He truly is.
He was such a Canadian icon. He didn't want the people of Canada to witness his character being assassinated in the middle of the ring at Survivor Series 1997.
In Montreal, yes.
In Montreal. And they had to literally take that title off him.
Man, rip it out of his hands.
Rip it out of his hands. And he spat on that evil American Vince McMahon's face.
And I will say that Brett's most interesting period when he was the greatest face in Canada's history,
mm-hmm.
but a heel everywhere else.
Yeah,
and it was definitely his most interesting period as
very
a character.
Innovative idea.
Yeah,
I'm.
He's a regional heel and a regional face.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
It was great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's when he really pushed the Canada's great. Stuff while America is poop.
That was kind of an all-time faction too. You have really Brian Pillman, Neidhart, Davey Boy,
and Owen.
And Owen. That's a hell of a
that's
faction.
It's a top-notch right faction. It really is. Man.
And that awesome bit, I don't have it in front of me, but that awesome picture of the Hart Foundation,
mm-hmm.
all like with fanny packs and
leather jackets.
Denim, lots of denim too.
Zubaz shorts.
Yeah.
Pleated pants, pleated jeans.
That was awesome.
Oh man, it's incredible.
That was great.
Yeah, it was definitely the high point of Brett's career.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When
yep.
he fully embraced Canada from a character perspective.
Absolutely.
It was good stuff.
Yep. And finally, here we go. Number one.
Number one.
The Patriot.
His name's the Patriot.
His name is actually the Patriot. And he is like a luchador / American guy.
His name is Del Wilkes.
Right.
He's been on the Stone Cold podcast a couple times. Apparently, I don't have the thing up anymore. He was in WWF very long. He wrestled before that.
He also had Perk Angle's theme song.
He did before Kurt Angle had mm-hmm. it, yes. Someone else had it too before Kurt.
Was Johnny Ace?
No.
Who else had that? Somebody else had it.
Somebody else did have it. But he was kind of brought in to be Bret Hart's foil in 97, early 98.
Yeah.
But then, I guess it'd be 97 because by 98, Bret was out of the company.
Mm-hmm.
More like late 96, early 97. Actually challenged Bret for the WWF Championship, lost. He was involved at Survivor Series, no, one of the earlier pay-per-views that year in a flag match against the Hart Foundation.
Is this true? Hulk Hogan originally used Eye of the Tiger before Real American
mm-hmm.
was made?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best theme song ever.
I remember that. But then he tore his bicep and then retired. He was released. Didn't wrestle anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
But I mean, like his name's the Patriot. I understand that Hogan once had a persona named Mr. America, but if your name is the Patriot.
Well, this list is the most patriotic wrestlers.
And if your name is the Patriot, then you kind of win.
It's only one wrestler with the name the Patriot. Although there was somebody else who portrayed the Patriot, right? Wasn't there like another guy?
That was just Del Wilkes.
There's the Black Patriot who wore like a heel version mm-hmm. of the Patriot. What am I doing? WWF.
That's pretty much the story of General American Fun Wrestling right now.
Yeah, pretty much. The Patriot. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Let's see. Maybe not. Man, I swear there was... Let's see.
That does sound kind of familiar.
Now I'm going to find this out. In September... Oh, here we go. In September 1991... A man calling himself the Dark Patriot appeared in
Doug Gilbert.
Doug Gilbert. There you go. I thought it was like a doink situation where there was like a couple others, but I guess not. Let's see here. Yeah. Yeah. He's had injuries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean the bottom line is your name's the Patriot. This is a list of most patriotic wrestlers.
Kind of be number one.
You're going to be number one.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, where else would he fit? I mean, what other list could the Patriot top? I don't think he could.
Most wrestlers with the most American-inspired ring gear.
Most American luchadors?
Yeah.
He's like, because he's got the mask.
He's got the mask. Mascaris.
He's got the mascaris. So, yeah. There you go. Del Wilkes, a Patriot. Number one on this list.
Mm-hmm.
We told you this is a crap list. It's like a nonsense list.
But it's 4th of July. It's fitting.
And it's only been 33 minutes.
Oh, we got a half hour. Cool.
Go enjoy your hot dogs.
Yes.
And your beer, or if you're sober, diet soda, or just water.
Regardless, lemonade. Drink responsibly, though.
Lemonade's a good
thing. If you're going to imbibe, get home safe. Use a designated driver. Take a ride.
Sunscreen.
Share, something. Yeah, sunscreen is very important. Stay hydrated. It's probably going to be hot.
Yeah.
Have fun, depending but be safe.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to go back to Scotland now.
Yeah, you better get on the Concorde, huh?
Ooh, I got to get on the Concorde. Yeah, I got to get back there. My sister's getting married in 2 days. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, talk to you later.
Bye.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.